Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Now, I bet that's the first time a Christmas sermon was opened up like that for you guys before, right? But that was the song that we sang at the 5 o'clock service during the children's sermon at the very beginning. And we sang that song for a very specific reason, because I spent some time with the kids, and I'm going to spend some time with the big kids now, sharing about the reality that stars played a very big part in that first night when Jesus was born. As we all know the story, the wise men followed a star, Jesus' star, till it set right over the place where Jesus was born. We also know that as we read the book of Revelation, in Revelation 22, we hear Jesus described as the bright and morning star. It's one of the ways in which he's described in the scripture. And so stars figured very prominently that night. And one of the realities, I don't know about you, but that was one of my favorite songs growing up, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, when I was a little kid. I loved that song. And the other thing I loved about it was in the evening, I loved going out at night and looking up and just looking at the stars. In fact, that was one of the homework assignments for the kids earlier today, was that tonight they had to go with one of their parents and go and look up at the stars that are all across the sky at night, and just how beautiful they are, how luminescent, how blessed we are to have them. And the invitation in their life and my life and all of our lives as well is to realize that as we follow the bright and morning star, that our lives can be transformed into stars. Lives that are full of light and brightness and illuminate the darkness in ways that are deeply, deeply needed, especially in this present moment. The morning star is actually the brightest star a person sees in the sky before daylight. We now know that that morning star is actually the planet Venus. Stars have long been used as a point of reference by mariners and many others for direction. And not only is that true in terms of travel, but it is true for us, obviously, spiritually as well, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus this Christmas Eve night. My question to you and me here this evening is, do you need direction in your life? Do you need a sense of what God's next step is for you in some situation, or maybe in the life of somebody that you love and care for? You know, the reality is, wise ones still follow his star. And because, as the bright morning star, Jesus himself, there is no other star that is like him. Very unique. As I shared earlier, that bright morning star of the day, actually we know now, is not a star, it's actually the planet Venus. I don't know if you knew this about Venus or not, but it's actually the farthest planet from the sun, yet it's the hottest. And if you could look down on our solar system at all the planets, you would notice every planet would be turning counterclockwise, except for Venus, which spins clockwise. So even in this parallel, even in this story about the bright and morning star, we see that Venus and Jesus are incredibly unique. There is no one like the Lord who has ever been or will ever be. And the Lord is to be our point of reference, our bright and morning star, the one who truly gives us direction in terms of all of our life. We read in Hebrews today in your second lesson, if you want to look at that with me. I love this scripture. You know, just certain words that jump out at me. I don't know about you, but when I read the scriptures, there's certain words. In Hebrews 1, we read that he is the radiance of God's glory. I love that word, radiance. And it actually means to reflect light. And it's interesting, if you look at the Greek for this word, I'll be very brief here. If you look at the Greek in this word, this is the only place that this word is used in all of the New Testament, which again makes it incredibly special. What God inspired the author of Hebrews to do is to use this word only one time in describing the Lord Jesus Christ. That the radiance that he brings is so unique. The bright and morning star's light and glory that he brings into our life and into the world is so special that that word will only be used one time in the Holy Word of God. How awesome is that? This reflected splendor is like the light around the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus. That light was so powerful and so strong and so resplendent that it actually knocked him off of his horse. It's like the glow that was on Moses' face. You know, as Moses went up and was with the Lord on the holy mountain for 40 days, when he came down, his face glowed so much, it shined like the sun. It was full of the radiant glory of God that the people of Israel said, you have to cover your face. They didn't have sunglasses at the time. You have to cover your face because the glow that you have is so bright, we can't look at you. It's because the glory of God, the radiance of Jesus was just pouring off of him in such a magnificent way that they couldn't behold him. It's too much. Or like the transfiguration of Jesus is this resplendent glory that is so great that as Jesus is transfigured in the presence of the disciples, the next thing they know, they wake up a few moments later on the ground. So we see that this glory, this radiance of Jesus Christ is something that's incredibly, incredibly powerful. As you and I are in the presence of Jesus and his radiance, even if just for a moment, we will be transformed. We will become like him. His light will touch us in very deep and powerful ways, ways that we need. That's why it says in the scripture here today in Hebrews, Jesus is the radiance of God's glory in the most spectacular, wonderful, and incredible way. He's the sustainer of all things by his powerful word. This radiant light that comes out from Jesus is actually sustaining the world. As you look at the scripture, it actually is holding the molecules and the atoms and together and the whole universe together by his grace, by his presence. Jesus is the one who cleanses us from our sins, our Redeemer and risen King. So the reality is, as we gather here this Christmas Eve to celebrate his birth, always in the shadow is the cross. And you and I realize here today that that is the reason why he came. He came for you, and he came for me, and he came for all of humanity that we would be redeemed, that we could make it back home through the person of Jesus Christ. Let me share something with you. The reason why we can be here tonight is because two people said yes to the will of God in their life a long, long time ago. Mary, when the angel of the Lord appeared to her and said to her that she would be the mother of God's child, Mary was surprised because she was a virgin. She wasn't sure how that was going to happen. She was understandably confused at the moment. And yet, at the end of the story of that visitation, Mary said to the angel and said to God, "Let it be done unto me according to your word." And so here's this young girl, 12 or 13 years old, betrothed to be married, taking an incredible risk, and yet saying yes to the will of God. She let go and let God. And as she began to do that, as she opened up her life to God's will in her life, she also opened the door to God's miracles in her life, you see. And the same thing happened with her miracle child, Jesus, who was born. As he said yes to the will of the Father in his life, he ultimately said yes to the cross and died on the cross for my sins and for your sins and became the Redeemer of the world. It's what we celebrate tonight. That's why we give glory to him. That come Christmas morning, our Savior was born, and come Easter day, he died on the cross for our sins, and we celebrate the redemption because he said yes to the will of God in his life and ultimately was risen from the dead. So again, as he said yes to the will of God, it opened up the door in his own life for the miracles of God. And beloved, what I want to share with you here this evening is the same has been true for every believer ever since then. Jesus and Mary are incredibly holy people. I mean, Jesus is the Messiah. Mary is the mother of Jesus. I mean, it doesn't get much bigger than that. But they are not excuses for you not to be holy. They are not excuses for you not to walk in the miracles of God. But rather, they are to serve as examples for you and me of the way to the Father. That as you and I say yes to the will of the Father, as you and I let go and let God, as we surrender our lives to him, you and I will be opening up our very lives to the miracles of God. And we'll need the miracles of God to accomplish the will of God. This bright and morning star that brings new life to the world, part of how that life is brought to the world is through you and through me. It says in the scripture that we are the redeemed of the Lord. We were just reading the psalm together. We were giving praise and glory to God, as we should. That's why we gather in this place this Christmas Eve night, is to give praise and honor to our God, as we should as the people of God. You are the redeemed of the Lord. And if you're not the redeemed of the Lord here tonight, I'm so glad you came. I'm so glad you came, because it's as simple as saying, Lord, I'm not sure what this guy's talking about, but I want your light. I want your brightness in my life. I want your radiant glory. I want to be saved. I want to follow you as my Lord and Savior. It's as simple as that. And for those of you who maybe have been following him and you've fallen away a little bit, it's time to come back home to him. Because you will never find anyone like him. And you will never, ever find your destiny apart from him. Because he made you. He created you. And your destiny will be found only in him. The bright and morning star that brings new life to the world and is calling you and me to be his lights in this world, in this dark place. You see, I have an assignment for you as well. As you go home tonight, I want you to look up, not while you're driving your car, but I want you to look up as you're heading to your car and look at all the stars in the darkness of the night and realize that is a picture, that is a vision of God's call in your life to be a star, to be one of his lights in this dark world, a light of love, a light of grace, a light of mercy, a light of power, a light of his radiant glory as his Holy Spirit shines through you. I'm getting excited just preaching about it. I really am. As Venus arises in the western sky around 4 a.m. in the morning, soon the birds will begin to sing. And shortly after that, the sun will begin to rise in the eastern sky. Darkness begins to be dispelled by the light as a new day begins in the hope of something better, and that our Lord Jesus Christ will one day come again. Pastor Whatley shares, we usually think of stars as nighttime luminaries, but the morning star announces the beginning of a new day. Who can testify that since I met Jesus, it's a new day now? I used to be bound by the devil, but since I met Jesus, it's a new day now. I used to have low self-esteem and was in constant self-destruct mode, but since I met Jesus, it's a new day now. I've put down my blue guitar and I picked up a tambourine of praise. It's a new day now. People and things that upset me and don't bother me anymore because of God's grace. It's a new day now. Fear that used to paralyze me and guilt that used to beat me up and keep me shackled with chains lost their hold on me because it's a new day now. And I say to you in this moment, may it spring forth from the depth of your soul. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, it's a new day now. It's time for your new day. It's time for your new day now. Don't wait till next Easter. Oh, I'll wait till then. Don't wait till next Christmas. Don't even wait till tomorrow. Right now, I say to you, I believe prophetically and in the anointing of the Lord, it is time for your new day now. The Lord of light, the God of glory, the radiant, resplendent light, unlike any other, is calling you in this moment and inviting you to allow him to be the Lord and light of your life in a way like never before. Do you hear and feel that tug in your heart? Do you see the need, not only for your own life, but for our world in this moment? The world awaits the light that comes and can only come from the people of God. You are that people in this hour and in this moment of darkness.